This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, this is the crossover. Giddings Guru, Willard Dibs. What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Willard got a fresh cut.
Yes, he did.
Hey.
Pay the under.
Hey.
Wasn't hard to tell.
Oh,
I mean,
no doubt.
What, Mark, before we came in, we were talking about haircuts.
Okay.
And Mark said, there's no doubt Guru's going to mention my fresh cut.
I saw it from out here and through the window.
I mean, we were about to set the over-under, and Mark said, I put the over-under at 9 seconds.
You're walking a little, hey, a little straighter.
Yeah, you're fresh. Yeah. I see you freshly dipped.
J.J. Watt tweeted it one time a couple years ago, and I don't know why it stuck with me. He goes, is there anything better than fresh cut confidence? Like, I don't know what it is.
There's a doc that I'm trying to work on, and it's men and women at the salon and the barbershop. You just go in there, it's you. You're brand new.
You come out an inch taller, even though for some haircuts you're an inch shorter.
Same for a shave too. Like if you get a close shave, put the towel on, just start feeling yourself a little bit.
Dibs comes in when he's Jordan fresh. I'm like, look at him.
Yeah, that'll be tomorrow.
And, you look good. Now.
Well, thank you. We've gotten into a rhythm where my daughter, who's about to be three, she'll say, you know, Daddy, cut your beard, cut your hair. And it's like, I'm not going to cut it just for your amusement.
Tomorrow
will be beard and hair day. You know, you do the little skull shaver. Mm-hmm. Shout out Pitbull, the Pitbull Silver. Changed my life. So, you know.
How long does it take you, Dibs? It
takes me about 10 minutes
to fully do it.
And then, you got to get behind the ears and on the ears and a little bit of the neck. And sadly, there's a little bit of upper back that needs to be addressed. But If I got my hair cut in a salon, shout out Great Clips and the great people at Great Clips.
Oh, yeah.
If I did, 12 cuts a year, a cut a month, which is about the average. I think, Mark, you probably go about every 4 weeks, I'd say, three or four.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
You know, you're talking about 12 cuts a year times 25 plus tip. That's a clean 400 or 500 right there.
Yeah.
So.
Your cuts are going for a little more than that.
Yeah, 25 only.
Or you could be a teenage girl, and that's one trip.
Wow.
One trip.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
You all right?
No, I'm
definitely far from okay.
I'm not okay.
It's funny because my daughter, who's almost three, goes to the same place as her mom.
Okay.
And, she got her first real haircut.
Oh, man.
And, clean 70,
and
that's not a lot for a woman's haircut, but 70 for the mom,
man.
70 for the daughter, plus tip.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, when I was a kid, it was get on the stool on the front porch, and my mom slapped the bowl on you. You want the soup bowl or the salad bowl? And it was just whop, whop, whop.
Man.
Mom wouldn't even wet the hair. It was just like dull scissors and you shutting up.
Oy.
And that was your haircut.
Man.
Shout out the 70s.
Yep. 70. Like, this is the thing. I know because your birthday was last week. You're 57. But like, when you talk about your childhood, it sounds like it was right before the Model T came out.
Right, the 40s.
Like,
the Model T.
Like, people went to the barbershop in the 70s. That was just your house, I think.
Right.
I mean,
fancy people went to the barbershop.
Really?
Well, when you were in
I wasn't fancy. I went to the barbershop. I mean, I was only, that was only, I was five.
7 years
come,
later.
Come 1980. But right. That's only a few years later.
I'm not trying to profile you
I
versus...
I went to the hair barn.
Look at
Foster right. City, Marlin Cove.
We were in cul-de-sac. The 70s, family of six, in a three-bedroom that was my grandpa's house across the street from his house. We didn't pay rent, and we still... I mean, we weren't scraping, but we weren't exactly spending. And so when it came time to frivolous things like, oh, I don't know, haircuts... It was you sitting down and you shutting up.
Wow.
And that was the haircut. I shared a room with my two older brothers. And they were, when I was four, they were 10 and 9 respectively. Oof. And your boy took a lot of L's.
Look yeah. at him.
Yeah, you'd have to spell Willard with about 87 L's to account for the L's I took. So yeah, the 70s, things were a little different.
I can imagine.
Man, he laid that out. He was right.
You ever cut your hair, Goo?
Well, we called it a kitchen cut when you couldn't get to Hamilton's in Oakland, my first haircut on International MacArthur Boulevard. But yeah, we'd be like, oh, that's a kitchen cut. That ain't pro.
the kitchen cut.
Yeah, that's what we called it.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Ramos.
Yeah, let's get their thoughts. Well, I mean, I know this came out, what? During your guys' show yesterday
yeah,
or right
did.
Before?
Oh,
yeah, we did.
Like
did
the,
it.
The last hour was, okay. was on this, and people were really hot on it. And, you know, I know he, like, and right before we got off the air is when he publicly walked it back.
Yeah, it was right before first pitch,
because
Osler
joined the Joes this morning and kind of said he wished he would have did something different. And I was like, then I love Scott. That's my guy. He kind of said it.
The quote is the quote. I think even when you read the quote, my immediate thought was, look, this is a young player, and some people also point out English is not his first language, so I don't know about word choice and whatnot. I don't think anything malicious was happening here. However, there's a couple other ways to also frame this. I'm always surprised when any player goes there. Like, no.
Yeah, that's not a winning battle.
Just don't bring up the fans, period, unless they're throwing things at you or saying racist things. Like misbehaving, being outside the law. Outside of that, when is it going to be learned that like you don't bring up the fans?
That's what Evan was saying.
Here's the word where I am today though. I think that this whole thing is the result of the echo chamber in which the four of us and many others live, which is either sports radio, sports media, or just anything on your phone or your laptop. Like,
because he's here, he heard.
If I had one question for Elliot, that would be it. Where did you hear that the fans were against you? Where did you hear that?
No, that's phenomenal.
They're out there in the stands every game.
I mean, they were getting booed the two nights before Sunday, right?
Okay. A couple times.
Yeah, National Sunday, that game.
I mean, like,
we're not talking like a parade of boos.
Right.
There's a few people out, like, where did you come away with the idea that the fans are against you? Because I would argue that the behavior that is actually happening in the world, you wouldn't see any evidence of that at all.
Mm. Right? And maybe it is just the internet. I think most people are pretty down on the Giants, and in particular, Elliot Ramos, just because guy can't run to third base. Guy doesn't know the infield fly rule. Guy can't throw the ball to second base. Guy is having trouble communicating in the outfield with the center fielder. Like, he's doing a lot of things that draw attention to him. When I read it, I heard a player who was really frustrated with the way that he's been playing and kind of took it out on everyone else.
Isn't that different than the fans are against us, though? Like, I can be...
Well, he feels like the fans are against him because he's performing so poorly and they're all coming down on him.
And he's hearing it.
And where's he hearing it?
And that I would love for to have, not, have I, had him
and my
that.
Argument is, you're not hearing it in left field.
No.
You're hearing it on your phone.
Mm. On the internet.
Yes.
And I'm just looking here at a Facebook group that's called Crook and Kipe, and they've got 115,000 members, for whatever that's worth. 5 days ago, all caps, fire Bob Melvin. Was the post from somebody on that site. Mm. And you go to Reddit, and 2 months ago, at what point can we start to seriously discuss firing Bob Melvin? McCovey Chronicles, 8 hours ago, do you think the Giants should move on from Bob Melvin? So you can go anywhere on the internet, Instagram and TikTok and Twitter and Facebook and Reddit and all the rest of it. I think that, Mark, to your point, is much more of an echo chamber than it is like the people in 122 chanting fire, Bomel.
I agree.
Because I haven't heard that when I've gone to the game.
My question to the three of you right now, like, do you actually think the fan base wants to fire Bob Melvin?
Oh, that I think
yes.
I want to say, I'm going with that.
And where did you hear that?
I would go online and social media.
That's what I'm saying.
Evan gave me the court of public opinion, which I've put myself there. I'm going off of that.
I want to know if any of you feel that based on anything other than A, our shows, or B, the internet.
Well, yeah. I mean, I meet people in the street, see people at a cafeteria. Hey, what's going on? You watching the Giants lately? Oh, yeah, they stink. What's wrong with them? Bob Melvin, get him out of here. Like, I mean, these are conversations
no doubt. I'm cutting you off.
No, go for it.
No, but for me, Will, and I kind of got here a couple months ago, right or wrong, if you agree, it's just my prerogative.
Bobby Brown.
Mel's just not my type of guy. And so I say, I've been here a little sooner than others, and I could be wrong. So I hope I don't come across as I'm letting that affect my opinion. Tibbs, there's just something about my idea, my ideology of a skipper, and I feel like I just want a little more zest from my skipper.
Yep.
Maybe manage with fear without even having to press that button. So that's how I've been there. And then when they fell off with the play, I told Evan, I'm hearing too many players say, we get whoopings, we get put on restriction. You shouldn't have to do that to illustrate to the fans that there's authority being handed down. Do it with your play.
I wonder,
and maybe they might do it here moving forward.
Sorry, Goo. Yeah. I just wonder what manager is zesty, because the idea of the zesty manager, Don Zimmer and Jim Leland and Lou Piniella.
Whitey Herzog.
I mean, we can go as far back as you want, but the zesty manager no longer exists. And the thing that, you know, makes me wonder is all the players basically coming out in that Osler article, and it's Chapman and Moore saying, it's us. And they're right. It's them. Now, can he get zesty and make Chapman all of a sudden hit? And I know he's hurt right now, but if you look at Rafi Devers, he quietly is having an awesome month, an OPS of about 950, and maybe it just took him time to get comfortable, new league, new city, etc. I'm not saying that that makes everything okay. I just look at the situation with Bob Melvin and the situation with the team, and I don't look at Bomel, and he hasn't had a great year. He's made mistakes.
I appreciate
that. He's left pitchers in too long. He's, you know, mismanaged certain situations. But if you compare who's had a worse year, the team on the field or the manager in the dugout, it's the team on the field for me.
I almost felt like in reading the Scott Osler article, I was thinking of you. I honestly was thinking of you, because there's been plenty of criticism or questioning of Bob Melvin, but you are the one, in my opinion, and maybe this is my echo chamber, but you're the one that wants him to flip the spread. You're the one that I hear in my life that it's not just Bob made a bad decision or I don't like Bob or whatever. You're the one that wants him to huck stuff off of the dugout wall. That, and again, you just said it. He's not my kind of guy. And the specific question that got Ramos to say that quote was talking about that exact idea from Scott. I believe it was something along the lines of people want Bob to show more emotion and anger, and Ramos goes, he's not that kind of guy, and then launches into fans don't know what the hell's going on in here, and they're against us now and all this. And so I'm giving it to you, Goo.
I'll say this to that, if you guys allow me. It's not just it's more nuanced than the spread. It was when Ramos was running wild, and there was no punishment. And Steiny was like, they can't afford to have anybody in left. No, I felt like those were opportunities to kind of nip it in the bud from a mental standpoint, and maybe it gets rectified or he gets back on his horse sooner with the mental game. So it wasn't the spread. It was sit his ass down one game. We can one game for the betterment of the team. And he allowed that to go on, and he didn't do it. So I get it. You got to win the game. But at what price, Evan, are you costing your team from sending messages as opposed to us going to win the game when you're letting – and again, Ramos' name could be Simmons. The bottom line is that player should have sat out, and he, I believe, would have got a message of, I kind of deserve this. Let me check myself. And you could be like, hey, you guys, that happened 20 times. You just don't see it, Goo. So I was disappointed on that front.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live in the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And what I was telling Goo, like, the more I think about it, it's not necessarily that they should sit a guy in, you know, to punish him, but I do feel like the fact that they have so many everyday players is taking a toll on some of these guys. Like, they get no days off, they get no rest, and that's the way that I think most, or Buster Posey wants this team to be. You want a bunch of everyday dudes you can depend on, left versus right, and I'm just not sure how many of them are built for that. I'm not sure how many of them are going to succeed basically having to hit in disadvantageous positions. And I feel like it might sound like an excuse, but we're in the dog days of August. Like, they've been busting their ass for 4 months and then some during spring training. And mistakes happen generally when you're tired. You make mental mistakes. You have physical mistakes. You're lackadaisical. You're taking plays off. And I feel like that's happening more and more. Maybe not the last two nights, but that's been kind of a common theme for the Giants.
Do you have specific dudes in mind when you say, like, everyday players who maybe aren't
like built? Willie Adames has taken one day off the entire year.
Right, right.
But Elliot Ramos has to take it off.
Yeah, he had to. Elliot Ramos has played 123 games.
I would argue, I mean, just devil's advocate if you want, like, this fan base for years has been begging for everyday players, and now they've got them.
Well,
now we're going to say that they're overworked.
I'm not. So that's E.
I want to know. I'm genuinely curious.
Well, you want everyday players.
Yeah,
I think you're finding out not all of them are everyday players.
So who? That's what I'm asking you. Who do you feel is not an everyday player who right now the Giants are using as one?
Ramos.
Okay.
Ramos specifically.
Do you know what his splits are?
Yes.
They're literally right down the middle.
Not last year, and it's his
they
second
are this
season.
Year. This year.
I know they are this year. OPS. I'm saying over his career, they're not.
Okay. I mean, 753 against lefties, 746 against righties.
Last year, he hit 1,000 against lefties.
Right.
And significantly worse against righties.
But, this year is what matters, right?
I'm taking the full sample size.
Okay.
In July and August, he has two home runs, and he had a 623 OPS in July and 648 in August. To Evan's point about fatigue and wearing down, I think that is a player that you could look at and say he might be getting tired. He's playing more than he's ever played in his life.
The next question is the obvious one is, so who is it that you would like out there that the Giants have?
No, I think that's the issue.
For excessive off days.
They don't have anyone, and that's something they need to address.
So, Evan, he's
gone
from,
how many teams
in your
have
mind,
that.
I just got to ask.
A fourth outfielder?
No, a fourth and a fifth and a sixth. Like you're
he's
not
an
just,
everyday player. He just made the All-Star game. I know that was last season. So you're ready to say you think he's not an everyday outfielder?
No, I'm saying he might need some days off as opposed to playing every single day.
And I would just ask you, who's that on?
It's on Melvin, it's on Posey, it's on having some sort of backup plan for when Ramos has played 13 days in a row.
He's making mistakes
in the field.
I see it a little bit differently. The field mistakes are he's just not a very good outfielder. He's still a young player. Can he get better? I don't know. I hope so. But I think that baseball is built in such a way that every single player, and we could do this
Chapman's
with...
Chapman's had some more errors than we're accustomed
well,
to.
Well, but we could do it with all players, meaning that we can pick out a month to 6 weeks where they sucked. We can do that with Devers. We can do it with Adames. We can do it with Chapman. We can do it with Jung-Hoo Lee, unfortunately, multiple times. So the fact that... I guess what I'm saying is I'm not ready to say that what happened with Ramos over the last 5 weeks is definitely fatigue.
I sort of believe
that that's baseball.
He's
slumping.
We point to Wilmer Flores as being fatigue because
he's older.
But
I think his body just broke.
Yeah. And Elliot Ramos has already had more plate appearances now this year than he did last year. And so I do think that there is a little bit of that fatigue. And your point about who else you're going to put out there is fair. And it does go to Buster Posey where... You know, you've got Gilbert now who has come up since the trade, and he's a guy who you can at least feel like you can put out there. But before that, outfield-wise, you didn't have a lot of options. And so Ramos was phenomenal in April and May. June, he was still pretty good. And then July and August, he's fallen off the map as far as his power and his OPS goes.
Yeah, I mean, again, the season OPS is 748. If we're going to take a step back and look at this from 10,000 feet, I'm gonna take that. That's a good baseball player. The Giants actually finally have a left fielder. I'll buy that, like, if what you're saying is just, like, mix in a few more days off. But I want those guys out there almost every day.
Every day player doesn't mean you're playing 162. Like,
no.
The championship teams did not have guys playing more than 140 or 150 games.
I mean,
that's 2 weeks off into your season.
If you want to sprinkle in a couple here and there, one or two a month, yeah, I don't have an argument with that. But
and my point is they can't really do that with the roster they currently have. The most depth they have is at first base.
I mean, I think what we're asking for.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Largely doesn't exist. I wonder if everybody knows this. The teams that are in first place, those fan bases have a couple guys on their team they're pissed off at. There's an entire social media campaign against Teoscar Hernandez today.
If
you think Ramos is a crappy outfielder, go look at that gentleman's highlights.
Closed door meeting, watching highlights after the game yesterday.
As much as you Giants fans didn't like Michael Conforto, Dodger fans hate him more. Like, this idea that you get two good players at every position or have these options, everybody struggles with that. That's really, like, I don't know how many good players there even are in baseball. Most teams have, like, you know, five. And then you sprinkle in whatever you got after that. So, again, I'm not, like, if you want another day off or two a month, okay. But I'm not convinced that what we're seeing with Elliott right now is fatigue.
Or he's a platoon player, and I don't know.
I don't think that.
Dibs, are you there?
Like, no, he's an everyday guy, okay. But I also look at what Evan's saying, and I totally believe it, especially when you're looking at 162, when you go and you play every day. Willie Adames is playing every day, and in August, he's hitting 123, and his OPS is 459.
But when he was fresh as a loaf of Wonder Bread, he got off to a slow start at the beginning of the season.
Yep.
But being fatigued wasn't even an issue then.
It wasn't. It was new team, new environment, and he struggled. And it's baseball. You're not always going to start from game one to 162 and be awesome. But the idea of having a guy play, and Adames wants to play 162. I get that, but maybe you just play him 152 and you build in some off days where he can have his body just rest and get fresh. And it's not like playing these guys every day is leading to you being in first place. You know, you're playing them, and you know, some of these guys are struggling and maybe they're wearing down.
But Evan, to Dibs' point, isn't every team, regardless of their record, going through the dog days of August, 162? Like, and I'm not saying you're doing it. The Giants aren't any different than any other club.
No, but look at the teams that are succeeding
choices
right now. Like the Milwaukee Brewers, they just finished winning 14 games in a row, right?
Yeah.
Look at their roster. They're a bunch of rookies, second, third-year players, and a bunch of young arms. Their team is young. Like, they're ready to go through this as a group together. Now, I also believe they might break down at some point in September because they're hot at a time where typically teams aren't. But you look at a team like the Padres. They address their depth issues at the deadline. The team that, like, they're going to have a different lineup in the tonight because I believe they're facing a righty as opposed to Ray, who's a lefty. So their lineup's going to look different. Guys are going to get days off built in. And they had that luxury because they're chasing a postseason position and they were able to make trades. They got two position players, O'Hearn, Laureano. The point is, I'm not saying that the Giants right now are in a spot to say, hey, you got to take a day off, you need a day off. My point is, I think that if they approach it the same way they did this year, next year, you might run into similar issues of guys breaking down three quarters of the way through the season. I know it's baseball and people don't think it's a physically demanding sport because you kind of jog and then you stop. But 162 games in 180 days, that's a lot. And I feel like the Giants are kind of running into a physical wall, so to speak. You know, and that's typically when you see guys making dumb mistakes, not knowing where to be, not setting the correct cutoff man, and also your pitcher's starting to wear down. Like, guys' arms are freaking tired. I don't know. That's just me.
I also think it's one of the things that is very, very discouraging when you look at what has happened with the Giants this year, is unlike the 49ers from last year, you can't really point too much to injuries. Mm. Chapman missed some time.
Yep.
But
that,
like,
was the big one.
I think the Giants have been blessed with the health that you were hoping for. Adames, as you said, has a missed. Ramos, fine. Jung Hu, back from his injury. Whoever you wanted to put out there in right field was ready for you. I know Devers was like dinged, but he played. Your catcher has played. Like, this went the way they drew it up.
Right, man.
And it was nowhere near good enough.
Landon Roop would be.
Yeah.
I mean, he missed about a month. Yeah. And, you know.
And Birdsong went sideways.
Sure, but that's not injury, like you're saying. I mean, that's just a guy who, you know. Yeah. He dotted a guy. That's it.
That was the end of him.
Or pooned a Marlin.
Yeah. But I'll say this to you, Diz, before I get out of here. Regardless if you're watching or not, 5.5 with 37 left is more than doable. You got to handle your business, the Giants. But I am watching with a, are you kidding me? Like, anything could happen. Like, this wouldn't be a
the
miracle.
Math is mathing.
No, oh, Brandy, I mean, 37, 5.5 back. What if they're, I'm just saying, Dibs can happen.
Dibs has got you today.
Okay.
I did a dive, and you don't have to go that far. Chris Berman, back to find a team in a very similar spot who was able to do what Giants loyalists and hopefuls are praying that they can do.
Every
two-game win streak does this to us.
No, it's not even the streak. Games behind.
If they win, like, you know, all of their games the rest of the way, then things could be awesome.
Yeah.
It's all about the GBs.
There you go.
Game's back. All right, looking forward
to
it. Will and Dibs coming up next on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.